This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, when we go through this beautiful and blessed journey of memorizing the Quran, and I'm sure that those of us who are here who have gone through it, and those of us who have, you know, who are going through it, there are many times that you will find that this journey is without a doubt a difficult one. It's difficult, it's challenging. There are many times that, you know, this review just gets so hard, the RMV is just not sticking, and that anime, man, I'm always getting that one pause and getting sent back. Difficulty. But sometimes we get to the point that many of us feel like, this is it, I don't think I can do it anymore. Right? Sometimes it becomes so difficult, they're like, this is too difficult. I don't know about you, but I went through that. I went through many times that I was like, this is it, I don't think I can do this anymore. Why does this happen? Why does this feel so difficult? Who tells you in your mind that this is so difficult? It's nothing, no one else but Shaitan, right? He constantly comes and whispers to you, man, it's so cold down there. Man, you're getting the basement, come on. It's winter, you're getting the basement, getting to sit on the floor. They don't let you put your back against the wall. Difficult, right? But see, because you see Shaitan, as these Hayat al-Habib, they were reciting that these ayat, when Shaitan made that promise, he said that, you know, oh Allah, just give me that time till the Day of Judgment, and I'm going to be after them. I'm going to be after them. I'm not going to let them do what you want them to do. I'm not going to let them do what is pleasing to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sure enough, he does. When you're reading the Quran, when you're trying to memorize, he'll make it feel difficult. But not this Sunday evening, those of us who are going to be sitting in front of TV, Shaitan is not going to come to us. He's not going to come to us when we're watching the Super Bowl, those of us who will. He's not. Let's be honest, time will fly, you won't even feel it. Because you see, that's his mission in life. But you see, one can imagine that, oh, now I've beaten Shaitan. I've finished the Quran, I've overcome Shaitan. Guess what? Shaitan is not gonna, he's not gonna give up. He's not gonna give up till your soul departs this world. Till you die, even at the time of death, he's gonna come to you. And Habib and Hayat, and for all of us who are going through this journey, I wanted you to remember these ayat that you finished the Quran with. That what Shaitan has made that promise, and that he's gonna continue. And now that you have memorized the Quran, and now as you, mashallah, you celebrate these occasions, and now you live the rest of your life, Shaitan is still going to come to you. But now the thing is, before he may have been trying to get you to quit, but now what he's going to try to do is, whatever the hard work that you have done, he's going to try to make it go to waste. He's going to try to make it go waste. How? His primary way, his biggest way, is going to be, and I'm warning you now, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to be, oh mashallah, look what you have done. Allahu Akbar. You are so amazing. Look at how many children are out there, how many people are out there who are not even praying. You have memorized the Quran, Allah. Oh, you are going to be the Imam in Taraweeh. Whoa. 15-year-old Imam in Taraweeh. Whoa, that's amazing. That's some good stuff. Oh, 14-year-old Imam in Taraweeh. Whoa, that's amazing. And you see, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, he told us, look, this is going to happen. And he even portrayed the end result of such people who are going to fall in this trap on the Day of Judgment. Remember the famous hadith that we have often mentioned, the people who will be brought up, you know, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be asked, what did you do? They will say, I did these good things. And one of them is a person who learned Islam, who learned the Quran, and he'll be asked, why did you do so? And he said, you know, for your sake, to learn and teach and so on. And Allah will say, no, you didn't learn it for my sake. You learned it so you can be called a alim. You learned it so you can be called a qari, somebody who recites the Quran. So whatever you did it for, you've already gotten it. Now where do you go? To the hellfire. You know, sometimes when you ask some people, why are you memorizing the Quran? You know what they'll tell me? I've heard this many times. Oh, I want to memorize the Quran because I want to be an imam. Can you imagine on the Day of Judgment, Allah calling you up? Why did you memorize the Quran? And you memorize it so you be an imam. And He tells you, while you memorize it to be an imam, you were an imam in the world, done deal. You got what you wanted. Now there's nothing for you that I have. Go to have fire. Can you just imagine the sadness in that situation? So Habib and Hayat, for you as well as for everybody, I want you to keep this in mind. And if there's one dua that all of us should learn today, one dua that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught some of his companions, the dua was, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. That, oh Allah, I seek your protection. Remember again here, you are so weak, you are so weak that you can't even fight shaitan. So you go to Allah with that humble and sincere heart, begging Allah, oh Allah, please help me. I want your protection, oh Allah, that I associate any partners with you, that I do shirk with you. What do you think riya is? What do you think when you start liking yourself and when you start reciting the Quran or doing things to so that other people look, what is that? It's shirk. It's a small form of shirk. So you're asking, oh Allah, I ask your protection that I do shirk with you, and I know. Knowingly do shirk. I know I'm not supposed to show off, but still, I go in front of people. When I have people around, I start reciting beautifully. Or that when I go to that minbar, or when I start praying, my voice is the most beautiful that it can be. When it comes 3 a.m. in the morning when it's time for tahajjud, no, there's nothing. There's nothing. Or if I'm reciting, like, yeah, okay, whatever, reciting in whatever way. وَأَسْتَغْفِرُكَ لِمَا لَا أَعْلَمُ. And I ask your forgiveness for the time that I may have done it, not knowing, without knowing. That's a dua that we must all learn and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, if you go through all these difficulties and end up in a situation where this entire building that you have built, let's say if you want to imagine this, a 30-story building that you have now built, now shaitan is going to come. At the beginning he was saying, oh, don't build a 30 stories, it's just too long. 30 is just too long, too difficult. When he didn't succeed, now that you've built it, now he's going to tell you to mess it up. He's going to tell you to mess it up. He's going to tell you to paint it pink, or paint it some ugly color, that it looks ugly. Or he's going to tell you to do something that just destroys the building completely. Why? Because he doesn't want you to be successful. And so now, Habib and Hayat, all of us, we know where we are. We know what's going to happen. We know. People are, or in general, you're going to be in situations where you'll feel like showing off. But you also know the end result of people who show off. Of people who have this feeling in their hearts that they are going to be really good. So, my purpose to remind all of you is to know these things and ask Allah's protection in against shaitan, that he protects you from these feelings of liking yourself, these feeling of being proud of yourself, these feelings of trying to show people how good you can recite or how well you memorize. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and to keep us away from shaitan and to give us the ability to fight shaitan and to stay away from showing up. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. مبارك to حياة الحبيب and most importantly their families, their parents and other members who have really helped them throughout. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from all of us.